Welcome, everybody, to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. If you're brand new to the Private Track, before you watch the remainder of this video, there's another video that we post every Monday, and you should watch that first. It's entitled, New to Lynchpin, Watch This First, right? Makes sense. Because that video, although a bit long, you only have to watch it once, and it lays out everything that the Private Track's all about, and it tells you all the little things that I'm going to discuss here that might not make any sense if you don't watch that other video. What's the difference between the super fitness robot time and the more likely time? What's the difference between wildcard and scaled? Why is there a not for time workout once a week? So all of that stuff is in the other video. If you've been around for a while but you haven't watched it yet, you should go watch it and then come on back here. So let's dive right in. You picked a great day to start. Today's workout is for time, a 5K row. Not a barbell in sight, some just beautiful, pure, classic conditioning. We say all the time at Lynchpin that we do what is effective, not what's popular. And this workout is the personification of something like that concept. This is the stuff that it's really easy to avoid, but all of us need to do if you actually want to be well-rounded and not just unnecessarily beat yourself up with a barbell every day. So 5K row, enjoy. We've got the goal times pulls from data from BTWB. Super fitness robot time for men, 19 minutes, 15 seconds or less. Women, 22 minutes or less. More likely, men, 22 minutes. Women, 25 minutes. Wildcard option today is 1,200 glorious meters on the air bike. So if you were going to do that anyway, it's already programmed in there as one of your choices. Scaled option, still going to hop on the rower, but instead of doing a 5K row, you're going to do a 3K row. The limited equipment option is for time, a 5K run, because we're assuming they have no gear. Data poll from BTWB for that little jewel. Super fitness robot. Men, 22 minutes, 10 seconds or less. Women, 25 minutes, 43 seconds or less. It's a weird number, but that's what the data says. More likely time, men, 28 minutes. Women, 33 minutes. And, you know, I'm not so sure. I mean, that's what the data says. Don't get mad at me, but there's plenty of women out there that will smoke men on a 5K run. No equipment workout, also 5K run. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got knees to elbows, the strict variety if you can, 30 to 50 reps, a few sets as possible, get a video showing that. And then an either or, so not a both. Either glute ham raises or barbell glute bridges. Both of those are accompanied by videos. I always like to give that choice because the glute ham raise is fantastic, but it requires a GHD. So if you don't have a GHD, you most likely have a barbell to do the glute bridges. And then, of course, we have our cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Just kind of come down. Then the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball and the glute stretch. Both of those have videos. And at the end of all of this is the text that we say at the end of every day's training, and we truly mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.